I have a confession to make. It's one that will probably lower my street cred, but oh well. I am not a fan of ECW. Now, let me make myself clear. It's not that I watched a bunch of ECW and determined that I don't like it. I never watched the product. How could this be? Well, I had stopped watching wrestling for years, so everything ended at the Hogan era, and then all of a sudden I got back into WCW in 1998. I didn't really see the slow evolution of the industry. It didn't grow up with me, and I really wasn't ready for the over-the-top violence and stunt theatrics of ECW. I knew it existed. I think I watched 15 minutes of it on TNN once, but besides video packages and highlight reels, I've never watched ECW. I haven't even seen the two one-night stand pay-per-views. Seriously, there was no nostalgia there for me. But based on last week's email by The Goon and DTC, your advice to check out the Monday Night Wars feature on it, I watched that ECW episode. I'm glad you said that as a fan, it was fair and balanced coverage of the ECW run. I did not know at all about the ECW invasion of Monday Night Raw. I knew that Vince had bankrolled some loans to ECW, but I had no clue about their informal partnership to feature ECW on Raw. My question is, are you surprised by anything they left out of that episode? For me, I was surprised they made no reference to Stone Cold Steve Austin. When he was fired from WCW, it was basically the birthplace of the Stone Cold character. They really didn't talk that much at all about the demise of the second wave of ECW as well. Dan, a question maybe you can answer too. The episode really made it sound like Vince understood the value and supported ECW's existence. So, do you think that he somewhat intentionally killed off the ECW brand? Well, on Twitter, I'm at WIRBully.
Just another victim.